This week is Veterans Day week, and a chance for all of us here with the Kansas City Chiefs to say thank you to our veterans who have served, who are serving, and those of you who will serve in the future, and to especially remember those who have paid the ultimate price. Last year during this week, I talked about all of the important military installations that exist in the Chiefs' kingdom that are important not only for the protection of our nation, but for the protection of the world. But I want to mention two specifically this week. One is Fort Leavenworth in Kansas, home of the Command General Staff College, where men and women of our armed forces who want to become full-board colonels or potentially generals go to study at the West Point beyond West Point. But it's more than that. At Fort Leavenworth, we help train and teach those of our allies all across the world about being officers at our highest level. Another facility I want to mention is Rosecrans Air National Guard facility, just minutes from where the Chiefs work out during training camp at Missouri Western State University in St. Joe. Rosecrans is home of C-130 training, a remarkable aircraft where not only our U.S. Air personnel train, but also U.S. Air personnel from around the world. Just a few weeks ago, Cairo Santos, Charkandrick West, and Chiefs Pro Football Hall of Fame kicker Jan Stenerud all were there to visit Rosecrans and check out a C-130. Hey, the Chiefs Kingdom is important for a lot of reasons, and we love living here and working here. But don't overlook the importance of the Chiefs Kingdom in defending the freedoms of our nation and from around the world.